All right, we'll call the meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. Any changes this evening, Mr. Whitehouse?
There are no changes to the agenda, thank you.
Okay.
Make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to approve the agenda as posted and circulated. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Next item is the approval of the minutes of the December 10, 2020 meeting.
Mr. Chairman, we'd noticed some minor typos in that, so it would be as revised if you chose to approve them.
Make a motion to approve the minutes as revised.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes as revised. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Okay, moving on to other business. We have quite a few items of other business this evening. The first one being Outer Banks North and South Subdivision 2018-02 Amenities Plan.
This is an amenities plan for a proposed 262-square-foot bathroom, 126-square-foot pool mechanical and storage, 1,500-square-foot pool with pool deck, barbecue area, and 19 associated parking spaces to be located within the existing Outer Banks North and South 2018-02 subdivision. 10 parking spaces are located within the front yard setback. At their meeting of Thursday, October 10, 2019, the Planning and Zoning Commission approved the final subdivision plan for the development. The amenities plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 11, Parcel 5.02. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Sorry, my computer just went down on me, so I don't have it in front of me. I will pull it up quickly. Mr. Chairman, in the matter of I move to approve the amenities plan for Outer Banks North and South 2018-02.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the amenities plan for Outer Banks North and South Subdivision 2018-02. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Our next item is Catching Cove, formerly known as Lands of Robert and Deborah Reed, Site Plan Number 19-31, Final Site Plan and Landscape Plan.
This is the final site plan and landscape plan for 24 single-family condominium units, parking, and other site improvements to be located off Savannah Road. A conditional use for multifamily dwellings in a medium residential zoning district was approved on June 18, 2019 by the Sussex County Council. The Planning and Zoning Commission approved the preliminary site plan at their meeting of October 1, 2019. The final site plan and landscape plan comply with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. Tax parcel is District 335, Map 12.06, Parcel 1. Zoning is MR, Medium Density Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Did everyone have a chance to see the latest edition of this?
Yeah, the only thing that changed on this was an easement located off-site was removed for this updated plan.
Just wanted to make sure everybody. All right, then I make a motion to approve the final site plan and landscape plan for Catching Cove, formerly known as Lands of Robert and Deborah Reed, S-19-31.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the final site plan and landscaping plan for Catching Cove, formerly known as Lands of Robert and Deborah Reed, Site Plan 19-31. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Our next item is Sea Glass at Rehoboth Beach, formerly known as Harola Property, Site Plan 20-39, Final Site Plan and Landscape Plan.
This is a final site plan and landscape plan for a proposed 224-unit multifamily apartment complex to consist of a clubhouse, pool, dog park, tot lot, 394 parking spaces, and other site improvements located on 18.759 acres plus or minus. The property is located directly east of John J. Williams, Route 24, just south of Coastal Highway, Route 1. The final site plan and landscape plan complies with this Sussex County Zoning Code. Tax parcel is District 334, MAP 12, parcels 127.01 and 127.10. The zoning is CR1, Commercial Residential Zoning District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the final site plan and landscape plan for Seaglass at Rehoboth Beach, FKA Hawola property, S20-39.
A second.
It's moved and seconded to approve Seaglass at Rehoboth Beach, formerly known as Hawola property, site plan 20-39 as a final site plan and landscape plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Tanger Microtel, site plan 20-13, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for a 78-bedroom hotel with 120 total parking spaces, with 98 to be located within Lot 1 of the major subdivisions, Land of Karak, Rehoboth 3rd, LLC, 2019-32, and 22 temporary parking spaces to be located on the adjacent Lot 2. The Planning and Zoning Commission previously approved the preliminary site plan at their meeting of April 23rd, 2020, with the condition that a shared parking study be completed with the adjacent parcel at the time of final site plan approval. The applicant is requesting that these 22 spots be granted temporarily on the neighboring parcel until the completion of construction of Lot 2 and a shared parking study to be completed at that time. The revised preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. Tax parcel District 334, MAP 13, parcel 325.36. The zoning is C3, Heavy Commercial Zoning District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
I have a question about this.
Mm-hmm.
Does this mean we're saying that they can put 22 parking spots on a piece of property that they don't really have access to
So they have access to it.
I mean, I know
it's like right next to each other. The problem is they're concerned with the second lot next to it with construction and the whole building the parking lot over that lot line. So right now they're just going to do a temporary gravel parking lot so they comply with our code.
Okay.
So that they want to meet the parking spaces at all time.
Okay. I was thinking it was saying that they hadn't come up with a
No, they just want to make sure that they have the required 120 parking spaces at all times.
That's fine. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. That was my only concern, was that they're saying, well, we'll talk to those other people later. Mm-hmm.
It is shown on the site plan where it's going to be located and everything.
Okay.
And when the adjoining parcel comes forward, we will look at this in terms of the parking arrangement between the parcels.
That's why I just want to make sure that everybody was already happy with that.
Yep.
It wasn't going to be, well, we didn't say they could have 22 parking spaces on this lot. What are you talking about? And then we go, oh, look, we're messed up. Because that's how we talk. Yeah. Okay, then if we're good on that.
And staff would like to note, since we do have all agency approvals, that the commission, if they please, could approve this as a final site plan.
Yes. Okay, then I will make a motion that we approve the final site plan for the Tanger Microtel S-20-13.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary site plan for Tanger Microtel, site plan 20-13. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Real quick, Mr. Wheeler, I think the motion was to approve it as a preliminary and a final because we had all agency approval.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I missed that.
No, I think it just was misspoken.
No, I messed up when I.
Yeah.
No, that's right. Okay. So the motion is moved and seconded to approve as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals of the lands of Tanger Microtel site plan 20-13. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
I think
Mr. Chairman, they actually have all the agency approvals, so the commission can approve it as a preliminary and a final.
So I'm making a motion to approve this as a preliminary and final site plan for Tanger Microtel S-20-13.
Yes.
Second.
Okay.
We're not getting enough oxygen.
I don't know that you can hear me.
I think it's a listening thing. I don't know what I don't think the mask has anything to do with that. And I apparently am the guilty party. What else is there?
I think we all are.
Okay.
Just make it do.
All right. Which one were we talking about? Moved and seconded to approve as a preliminary and a final site plan. Tanger Microtel site plan 20-13. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay. Next item is Plantation Square, site plan number 18-54. Land of Schubert. Site plan 20-01, conditional use number 1610, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for a proposed 3,072 square foot pole barn warehouse addition with site improvements on a 9.607 acre parcel of land accessed from Iron Hill Road, Sussex County Road 454A. At their meeting of Thursday, May 26, 2005, the Planning and Zoning Commission approved conditional use number 1,610 to allow for a produce garden center to operate on site. The application was also subsequently approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of June 14, 2005, and adopted through ordinance number 1,780. There is also an approved change of zone for the parcel, change of zone number 1,864, which was approved by the Sussex County Council on January 8, 2019, and adopted through ordinance number 2,625. The revised preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. Tax parcel is District 532, Map 14, Parcel 6.05. The zoning is C3, Heavy Commercial Zoning District, and AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, with regards to the lands of Schubert, S20-01, and conditional use 1610, I make a motion to approve the revised preliminary site plan, and it can also be as the final if you have all agency approvals?
It can be, except for receipt of all agency.
I think so, yes.
Revised preliminary site plan and final.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the lands of Schubert site plan 20-01 conditional use number 1610 as a preliminary and final site plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Our next item is Plantation Square, site plan number 18-54, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for two proposed two-story commercial business buildings totaling 49,450 square feet, 267 parking spaces, and other site improvements on a 6.058 plus or minus acres parcel of land on the southwest side of Plantations Road within the Henlopen Transportation Improvement District. Staff notes the 267 parking spaces meets the required 247 parking spaces required, and interconnectivity is also shown within the with the parcel located directly south, currently zoned agricultural residential. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. Tax parcel is District 334, Map 12, Parcel 57.01. The zoning is B1, Neighborhood Business Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Make a motion to approve the preliminary site plan for Plantation Square, S-staff 18-54, with final to be by staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Moving seconded to approve Plantation Square site plan 18-54 as a preliminary site plan with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Our next item is Nicola Family Pizza Restaurant, site plan 20-50, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a proposed 9,640 square foot restaurant with two floors to be located at 17501 Coastal Highway in Lewis. This plan also includes 144 parking spaces, a 1,726 square foot deck, and other site improvements to be located on a parcel of land that is approximately 1.7 acres, more or less. Staff note this plan also includes a lot line adjustment, which proposes an increase in the area of the subject property to 1.86 acres, more or less. Additionally, there is a cross blanket access easement to accommodate vehicular traffic and parking. This preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and the requirements of the Combined Highway Corridor Overlay Zone. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 6, Parcel 14. The zoning is C1, General Commercial Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
I have one question about this one, and it's for you, Mr. Roberts. Can we there any way that we can make them at least ask the neighbors if they can interconnect to that at the Arby's? Because that one, it's right next to the Arby's parking lot, which then goes to a light to get out onto Savannah Road. And I mean, we can't make Arby's say yes because Arby's is already there, but can we at least tell Nichols they have to ask?
Sure. I actually personally reviewed this, and I could incorporate that into staff review and work with the agent to see if that can be proposed. We could include just interconnectivity as proposed.
The way it's interconnected is beautiful. It's, you know, it does have a way to get to Savannah Road. I'm just knowing that if there was a lot of traffic, it would be safer if they could go out where the light is.
Absolutely. Yep. Staff can work for that suggestion.
We could bring final back. Sorry, go on.
What's that?
No, go ahead, Mr. Robertson.
No, sorry. We can't require the other property to connect to theirs, like you said, but I think that can be a conversation that staff has to see if it's possible. You know, we wouldn't hold up the approval if it didn't work out, but
okay,
it's worth exploring.
I just wanted to throw that out there as a...
I'm fairly certain, I'm not 100% certain, but that's an odd situation with that light because it's that side of the intersection is a private right-of-way, you know, that serves Arby's. It's not,
right,
you know, a state-owned road, even though it's a technically kind of a through road that runs through there. So
yeah. Yes, and I understand it would have to be Arby's saying, yeah, sure, great, that's a good, mm-hmm, and that might not happen, but I at least would like to know that it was looked at.
You don't ask, you don't get.
That's, you know, yeah. There you go. So how do I say that?
Final by staff, subject to that being checked and upon receipt of all agency approvals.
That's exactly what I meant to say, that I will approve the preliminary site plan for Nicola Family Pizza Restaurant, site plan 20-50 with the warehouse.
Is that so? It is that.
So that it'll come back, that staff will
consult with them about interconnectivity.
Interconnectivity with the neighboring parking lot and try to get that worked out, and if not, then they can go on with it.
Okay. And you don't want to see it again? In other words, that you're fine with staff?
I am going to trust that everybody's going to be up and up, on the up and up about this, and
No, I just wanted to clarify for the sake of the motion whether you wanted to come back or staff could approve upon receipt.
Yes, that staff can approve after that. Okay. I don't want to hold this up. I don't want to be the person that does not allow Nicola Pizza to.
No Nicoboli's for you.
Exactly.
I'll second it.
Moved and seconded to approve Nicola Family Pizza Restaurant site plan 20-50 as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all agencies' approvals and subject to a discussion and request to have the interconnectivity with the adjacent Arby's restaurant if possible. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is Indian River Volunteer Fire Department preliminary site plan.
It's a preliminary site plan for a proposed 13,146 square foot addition, 20 new parking spaces, and other site improvements on a 1.88 acre more or less property located on the east side of Banks Road, Sussex County Road 298. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code, tax parcel District 234, map 23, parcel 287. Zoning is GR, General Residential Zoning District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan for Indian River Volunteer Fire Department.
This is also eligible if you would like to be a final. We do have all the agency approvals, but that's up to you.
Mr. Chairman, I motion to approve a preliminary and final plan for Indian River Volunteer Fire Department.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the Indian River Volunteer Fire Department site plan as a preliminary and a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Marjorie O. Biles, minor subdivision off a 20-foot easement.
This is a preliminary minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot off a proposed 20-foot access easement, which shall exist over an existing 10-foot wide driveway. The lot will The lot to be established will be 0.60 of an acre. The property is located off Cessna Drive in Rehoboth Beach and is not within the Henlopen TID. The proposed lot is located within the Sussex County Sewer District. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 303. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of a minor subdivision of a 20-foot easement for lands of Marjorie O. Biles.
A second.
Been moved and seconded to approve a minor subdivision off 20-foot easement for lands of Marjorie O. Biles. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, thank you. That completes our